engage at the Human Rights Council to help defend, protect, and promote respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms globally. We support the majority of resolutions tabled in HRC 57. In particular, we strongly support numerous texts run under Agenda Item 3, which promote respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms. We would like to take this opportunity to provide important points of clarification related to resolutions adopted under Item 3 and subsequent agenda items. For further points of clarification, we refer you to the full version of our statement, which will be posted on the website of the U.S. Mission in Geneva at the end of the session and included in the U.S. Digest, A Practice in International Law. We note that HRC resolutions do not change the current state of conventional or customary international law and do not create rights or obligations under international law. The United States understands that any reaffirmation of prior instruments and resolutions applies only to those states that affirm them initially. The United States is fully committed to the achievements of the Sustainable Development Goals and implementation of the 2030 Agenda. We note that the 2030 Agenda is a non-binding document that does not create rights or obligations under international law. The right to development does not have an agreed international meaning, therefore we continue to oppose references to this concept as a right. The United States is not a party to the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, and the rights contained in the covenant are not justiciable in U.S. courts. As a signatory, however, the United States supports policies to advance respect for economic, social, and cultural rights, both domestically and in our foreign policy. I thank you.
I thank you, sir. Any other explanations of vote after the vote on all